USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election. And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
May's withdrawal agreement went down by a vote of 432 to 202. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
There are no tears at the White House as news that an Iranian missile launch was a failure. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Iranian rocket did lift off on Tuesday, but scientists there say it failed to succeed at putting a satellite into orbit in a launch that was previously criticized by the United States as helping the Islamic Republic further develop its ballistic missile program. The scientists say the satellite failed to reach the necessary speed in the third stage of its launch. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has alleged that Iran's space program is helping it develop a missile capable of carrying a nuclear weapon to the mainland U.S.
Today is the 10th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. Captain Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight into the Hudson River. A flock of geese disabled the engine moments after taking off from LaGuardia. All 155 passengers on the plane did survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Millionaires tend to have five characteristics in common. That's according to financial expert and New York Times best-selling author Chris Hogan. Hogan is author of a new book titled Everyday Millionaires. Now, for that book, Hogan went and sat down with 10,000 millionaires and talked to them about how they accumulated their wealth. One of the key findings was that all millionaires ended up being debt-free through hard work. Hogan explains.
Getting out of debt is going to be that first tool. Whenever your income gets to stay with you and go work for you, i.e. in investments, it's a much better plan than it going off to someone else. So I want people to attack their debt. And I'm talking about credit cards, student loans, car loans. So the best plan for that is to make a list of your debt, smallest to biggest, write it down on paper, look at it. And I want you to attack the little one first while making minimum payments on all the rest. And as you throw everything but the kitchen sink at that little debt, you'll move on to the next one once you have it paid off. So getting yourself out of debt, getting yourself in control with learning the skills of budgeting. We have a fantastic budgeting tool called EveryDollar. Then go to EveryDollar.com and learn how to budget for free. And then I want people to save. I want them to get a 3 to 6 month emergency fund set aside so when the car breaks down or life happens, they have money to reach to instead of begging for more debt. And then finally, investing. That's the best way to grow your money. Time and compound interest allow your money to grow.
Hogan also noted only 21% of millionaires received any inheritance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.